This week, the Federal Communications Commission came out with a long-awaited report on violence on television. Violence on TV and its effects on children was the tack that they took. This was a congressionally mandated report, and as soon as I knew they were going to do this, and it's been in the works for 3 years, I could have told you what the outcome was going to be, and it seems to have pretty much hit the bullseye of every prediction I have made on this topic. It is part of our ever-growing movement of nanny government in this country, where no one will tell parents, you have to be more responsible. Instead, we say, don't worry, parents, the government will take care of things for you. Joining me to talk about this is Nick Gillespie, who's the editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine. Welcome back to the show, Nick.
Thanks for having me.
So you've actually read the entire report. Tell me how depressing it is.
You know what is actually, I recommend it at reason.com. You can find on our staff blog, Hit and Run, a link to it in a post called "The FCC Took My Cable Away." But I would recommend that people, the report itself is about 39 pages or so, but skip ahead to the statements by the individual Federal Communications Commission commissioners. And that's where, you know, the most appalling bull dinky comes into play, where a number of the commissioners say that as parents, you know, they're particularly concerned about this. One of the things that is fascinating about the and one of them links the Virginia Tech shooting, even though there is absolutely no reason to believe that a 20-year-old college student or whatever he was driven to madness by SpongeBob SquarePants cartoons. You know, that we need to reduce violence on TV because that will reduce violence in America. What the report fails to deal with is the fact that among juvenile offenders, crime rates are down from where they were in 1994 in a way that can absolutely not be explained with reference to media violence, because media violence has only gotten more frequent and more graphic. And violent crime in general is below where it was in the early 70s when the FBI started keeping these statistics. So there's a whole canard there. But it is the most disturbing thing about the report is that the FCC, in this, they make plain what they have hinted at in the past, which is that the FCC, meaning the government, should have the right to regulate content on cable and satellite radio and television. So this is really on the backs of parents who don't want to, you know, who voice some discomfort with cable TV. The government wants to start regulating the content of cable and satellite radio.
Which, by the way, they have never been able to do before, because they've never had the congressional power to do that, congressionally granted power to do that. So now they want to be able to say an episode of The Shield or The Sopranos or anything else that's on any of the cable networks goes to the level of too violent. Now, you're a reasonable man, Nick. Can you describe for me what is too violent?
Yeah, this is one of the, and, you know, and actually, you know, I was going to say skip ahead to the commissioner statements. I mean, they're, you know, because one of the commissioners talks about how sometimes children have nightmares from what they see on TV. Therefore, Congress needs to regulate the level of violence on TV, which is insane. I mean, you know, good books and even children's books and picture books. You know, I have an entire, I grew up in a neighborhood where I think everybody was afraid of the pancake man or the gingerbread man, for God's sake. Kids have nightmares after watching cartoons or after watching violent movies. It's not a reason to regulate TV. But I would urge people to actually read the report, because there is an extended section on how would Congress go about coming up with a constitutionally acceptable definition of violence. And the short answer is that just like pornography and just like a lot of other things, it would be a floating standard, and it would be one which might pass muster in the courts, but it would be a real problem for individuals being able to choose what they see and hear on TV or radio.
As I was reading your piece on Reason.com today, I was very interested in what these commissioners were saying, and particular about whether or not there is research, valid research, that does make a link between what kids watch and how they have acted when it comes to violent viewing or viewing violent content and then acting violently. Is there what you would consider, Nick, valid research in that regard?
It depends, you know, to paraphrase Bill Clinton, it depends on what the definition of valid is. There's no question that, you know, researchers are able in a laboratory setting or in an experimental setting to get kids to act more aggressively after watching certain types of video. And there are various ways to do that. The important thing is that most of these studies, first off, either don't show a statistically significant result, or to the extent they do, it's really not particularly relevant, and that they're in very constrained environments. So, it's simply not the case that there's research that shows that watching the Quentin Tarantino scripted Oliver Stone movie Natural Born Killers turns anybody into a killer, natural born or otherwise. And more to the point, the FCC report focuses a hell of a lot on all of the various tools that are out there for parents to make decisions about their children's viewing habits, whether it's the ratings that the networks that were mandated by the government about a decade ago, whether it's the V-chip, which has been in place in all new TVs for years now, whether it's cable blocking systems that allow you to block out whole channels, whether it's televisions. Almost every new television in the past decade or so allows you to just to turn off certain types of TVs or to lock the TV so only certain people can operate it. And what they say again and again is that not enough people are using these, even as parents complain about the level of violence. So we have to make it easier for parents not to enact the tools that we have just spent the past decade giving them again and again and again.
In fact, doesn't the report say that nearly 9 out of 10 parents don't use the V-chip and the blocking technologies that are available?
Yeah. What is curious about this, though, and this, if you go back, the Federal Trade Commission, which is a slightly different kettle of fish than the FCC, and they from time to time look at the availability of whether or not kids or people under 17, minors, can buy mature material on DVDs, on music, et cetera, you know, at retail stores like Walmart or, record stores and things like that. And what they found is that compared to about 10 years ago, there is a lower level of kids being able to buy this sort of stuff, but more importantly, that parents actually have a very good sense of what their kids are consuming. So that you get into this weird situation where it's parents are upset, you know, various polls will say 70 to 80% of parents worry about the amount of violence in popular culture, or they think that violence on TV somehow begets violence in the real world. But they also know what their kids are consuming, and they take little to no steps to keep their kids from watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which one of the commissioners on the FCC cited specifically as a problem program.
What?
Yes, that we've all, this is in one of the commissioner statements, and it's really pretty amazing. But a woman named Deborah Taylor Tate wrote, many of us as parents have witnessed our children acting out a fighting scene from an episode of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And so that is a predicate for government action on something like that. And this is something where whether or not people are comfortable with what cable TV offers to people now, one question we might ask is, you know, did we win the Cold War in order to censor Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
You know, that stat I mentioned a moment ago here about what the report says, that nearly 9 out of 10 parents don't use the V-chip and the other blocking technology that's there, that actually tells me that people are probably already handling this on their own without government intrusion and without having to use the technology. And I also firmly believe that the vast majority of Americans do not want the government to get involved in regulating content at this level, that it is purely small, special interest groups that have very loud voices that get heard inside Washington, D.C., and this is pure pandering. Am I right?
I was going to say I hope you're right, but I'm not sure that that's a good thing, because what it means, you know, small special interest groups that politicians pander to are the ones who get their way.
Yeah.
It's not clear to me. I mean, I think when you talk amorphously or vaguely and abstractly about things, and if you ask people, even parents or just general people, is TV too violent? Is it too sexy? Is it too raunchy? Is it too coarse? Many people will say yes. If you ask a different question, which is to say, should the government have the right to regulate what a network can show and when they can show it, or how they offer it, because part of the FCC report recommends that Congress enforce a la carte pricing so that people can buy individual channels rather than buying a whole tier of channels, which would almost certainly reduce the number of channels available, because then a lot of marginal channels just go away because they don't get any support from viewers. But if you ask the question in a particular way where it's really about censorship and about freedom of expression, I suspect that you'll get a majority of people to say, you know, we don't want the government doing this. What you do, and I think what you're getting at, is that there are powerful interests, including the National Association of Broadcasters, the broadcast networks, who want cable to be regulated because on a certain level they feel that they labor under FCC regulation. They are at an unfair disadvantage in offering the types of television shows that people want. People want, you know, not necessarily dirty or violent shows, but they want adult shows. They want sophisticated shows. Cable can more readily do that precisely because it is not regulated by the FCC. One of the things that the FCC refused to even consider, and certainly Congress isn't interested in doing that, instead of making cable more like the broadcast networks, why can't we now, in an age where something like 80 to 90% of households get cable, why can't we make the networks more like cable TV?
Nick, you're a dad, aren't you?
I am. I have two sons, yes.
All right, maybe you can explain to me then what I'm doing wrong, because my daughter is going to be 13 in a few weeks,
okay. And
she lives in a house with three televisions and two parents who watch hours of television every week, and yet somehow she is a well-adjusted, smart, funny, and nonviolent child. Where did I go wrong?
Well, I was going to say, you know, if she's only turning 13, then, you know, get back to me in about 2 or 3 years, but... where you have gone wrong is nothing. I mean, this is the thing, is that television is not a determinant of children's behavior. It is not, children are not robots, children are not programmed by television. So it doesn't matter what the kids are watching on TV as much as the larger social context, and that's what's important. People look for scapegoats all the time in various kinds of media, in terms of outside influences and things like that. Television has been a whipping boy going back to the 50s when it first became a mass medium in America.
Nick's piece is called "The FCC Took My Cable Away." There's a link to it on my website, harrisonline.com, or you can go to the Reason Magazine website, which is just reason.com. Nick Gillespie, the editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine, thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much, Paul, and I hope that the next time we're talking that the FCC is not, is not regulating satellite radio and satellite TV and cable.
And over-the-air free broadcast radio is... Oh, wait, there already are.
It's a fascinating, turn of the wheel because we're now reaching the level where cable and satellite has the ubiquity that broadcast used to have, and that was one of the reasons why your listeners may not, but the ubiquity argument is one reason why the government claims the right to be able to regulate broadcast networks if cable and satellite have reached the penetration that they had. The government is going to start advancing that argument because everybody pays for cable and invites it into their living room or invites it onto their into their car radio, the government has the right to regulate it. And so it's a very scary and very bizarre argument, but it is also one that the government, seems, both in Congress and in the FCC, seem to be pursuing with a lot of vigor.
It's a dangerous path they're taking us down. Thanks for your time, Nick. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Nick Gillespie from Reason Magazine here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.